Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre callings on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I take this opportunity to acknowledge our traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across this deadly country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, mob, yarn up strong, too deadly. We're going to catch up a yarn with Hannah Presley, a curator of Indigenous art at the National Gallery of Victoria, and talk about the Big Weather exhibition. An exclusive exhibition exploring the sophisticated understanding of weather systems that exist with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture knowledge. And that's opening in March. 12 March has opened already. Going to catch up a yarn. We've got Hannah on the line. Very good morning. How are you, Hannah?
Hey, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program, my sister. First of all, where we start, who your mob, where you from?
So my family's from Alice Springs.
Okay.
So I'm a long way from home down here in Melbourne.
Yes.
But you got to move around if you want the good work.
Yes, exactly. Go to the mountain. It ain't going to come to you.
Yeah, that's it.
Too deadly, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. So, curator of Indigenous art at the National Gallery of Victoria, and talk about the Big Weather exhibition. And when I first read that, I'm thinking, so what, cycling in the room there, wind there blowing, rain in your hair? How are you going to do the exhibition? So please explain, sister.
Oh, so what I've done is I've gone through the collection. We have an amazing collection of Aboriginal art at the National Gallery of Victoria. Mm. So this was a chance for me to really look through the show and, I mean, the collection and put a show together.
Yes.
And the works that were jumping out at me seemed to be about weather. Mm-hmm. So I thought now is the time to have a show called Big Weather.
Well, exactly. And we are living in a world at the moment where, global climate is upon us, and we've got fires galore, cyclones galore, floods galore. So something is happening with the weather. So very good timing, I think, Hannah.
Yeah. And it was definitely the fires down here in the southeast that happened in 2019-20 that really got me thinking about how much cultural knowledge exists in this collection and that these artworks, you know, from all across the country are telling us how to look after this country. You know, we've all got this connection to, you know, our regions and our areas that, you know, dates back before the Ice Age.
Well, in actual fact, and governments and non-Indigenous people should be taking a page of our book, so to speak. When you're talking 60,000 years, we are the professor in that field, aren't we?
I agree. Yep.
So tell us about some of the stuff that you have found in your archives there, and who do they relate to, and what country, what countrymen?
We've got lots of different country represented in the show. As you walk in, we've got a room dedicated to thunder and lightning, and I've got Yolongu artists and artists from the top end that are all representing thunder and lightning spirits. Mm. And then as you walk through, I've got works relating to country. I've got an amazing work in the collection by Bill Whiskey Japaljari, and he talks about country around Katajuda and Uluru. And then as we walk through, we've got fire represented. So I've got some new acquisitions, which was really exciting for the collection, that talk about fire and in particular the effects of the big bushfires that we had down here in the southeast. So it was an opportunity to really add some work to the collection as well as just looking at what work was there.
So in actual fact, it's you are shedding light on that information from First Nation people and their country and their communication in regard to their country and what's happening on the country during because of weather. It should open up a lot of eyes or hearts and spirits to people across, if not this nation, across the globe about our communication in regarding weather, Mother Earth, you could say.
I think so. I think it's time. You know, we're all dealing with this you know, onslaught of climate change. Now's the time for us to really look to, you know, First Nations people, not just here in this country, but around the world, and, you know, work out, all right, what don't we know? What do we need to know? This is where we're going to find that information.
Yes. Now, you've been the curator of Indigenous art at the National Gallery of Victoria. How does this come about as a curator? Like you said, you come across the different archives and all the information and all the artifacts and what have you at the gallery. So do the hierarchy go to you and say, hey, give us an exhibition on weather? Is that how it comes about? Or do you come to the table, to the hierarchy, say, listen, I've got all this information here and I want to do a exhibition. How does that work?
Yeah, it was me coming up with an idea and putting it forward to our management team and saying, hey, we've got lots of works that relate to weather and we can have this discussion.
Yes.
And then they give me a sign off and off I go.
There you go. And collect all the information, do the research, and which is all at your fingertips, so to speak, but just down at the bottom of the in-tray, so to speak, yep.
Yeah.
I found it.
Of course, we're down here in Melbourne. I've been out of the office working from home for the last year.
Of course. Of COVID. Yes.
So it's been a really nice time to have a
Google it.
My kids to work on. Yeah, Google it. That's it. We've actually got a lot of our works on online.
Yes.
So I use the website a lot to research the collection. So if anybody's interested, they can jump onto our website and look up all the works in our collection. It's an amazing resource.
So when you look at it, the webpage and Googling and going through the archives, you're going through every nook and cranny online and you're finding stuff in far-hidden corners, yes?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. We've got works that haven't seen the light of day for a while, so I'm excited to have them all out on display.
Well, Hannah, you are a true black tracker, my sister.
Too good. Thank you very much
for sharing. So when does the exhibition start, or it has started, hasn't it?
So it's, opening weekend just gone, and it'll be up until February next year. So plenty of time for any of that mob up north to come visit.
So if you're travelling around the countryside and you get blown into Victoria, there it is. Go and check out the weather exhibition at the art gallery.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
You take care, Hannah. All the best, sister. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later.
Adelie Yarn, Hannah Presley, her name is, curator of Indigenous art at the National Gallery of Victoria. Big weather exhibition, so it's up and running now until about February next year. So, look, plenty of time. If you get blown across the countryside and you land in Victoria, then go to the National Gallery of Victoria and check out the big weather exhibition and all the information and all the data by the Indigenous curator of National Gallery of Victoria. That's Hannah Presley, has collated all the First Nation people from their different country and all the tools and stuff that they come across regarding weather and their communication with weather. And we're talking 60,000 years on planet Earth. We've got communications with all parts of life in regarding aspect of life and all the industries. So worth a check out. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number, 1-800-422-416.
Everybody, we have come to get down. Everybody, work your body. Let's pump it up now.
Oh, 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 we're feeling healthy now. Feel the beat of my heart. Oh, 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 we're feeling happy now. Cause we're about to start.
Pump it up now.
Boom, boom, boom. Keep moving.
Boom, boom, boom.
Don't slow down.
Boom, boom, boom.
Keep active.
Boom, boom, boom.
My hometown.
Boom, boom.
Keep moving,
boom, boom, boom.
Don't slow down,
boom,
just
boom,
pump
boom,
it, just
boom,
pump
boom,
it,
boom,
just
boom,
pump
boom,
it up
boom,
and down.
Keep moving, don't slow down, keep active, on my
poontown. Boom, 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 this is on my poon. And we're going back, flip straight off the sand dunes. Boom, 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 to the beat of my heart. We gotta make the right choice, we gotta be smart.
We are the deadly girls of Omapoon. We love to shake our body and go boom, boom, boom. We'll be swimming in lagoons every afternoon. And we won't be coming home till we see the moon. We stay healthy. healthy and strong, eating veggies and fruit. That's how we stay gorgeous and looking so cute. Our body's so healthy and our skin so smooth, 'cause we go walk about eating bush taco food.
Riding quad bikes is what we love to do. When my mama calls out,
I'm cooking up a stew.
I'll be eating my mango and it makes me wanna tango. When I'm eating my grapes, man, it makes me wanna break.
When I'm eating my yams, man, it makes me wanna jump. When I'm eating my broccoli, it makes me do quarry. The girls of my food, we have a strong heart. We always stay together. We will never, ever, ever be apart. Come on.
Boom, 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 this is Oh My Poon. And we're doing backflips straight off the sand dunes. Boom, 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 to the beat of my heart. We gotta make the right choice, we gotta be smart.
Oh, the sun is shining now. It's got a feeling alive. Feel the beat. Oh, nothing can stop us now. Like an eagle that flies.
Keep moving, don't slow down. Just pump it, just pump it, just pump it up.
We are the Chewing You Boys, and we making some noise. To be fit and healthy, you gotta make a choice. Keep being active and eating healthy food. Pumping on the weights and looking so good.
Eating fresh fish and kangaroo. Bush taco is a kike that is good for you. We play soccer, rugby league and AFL. Yeah. I'm riding on my bike and I'm skidding around.
We're running so fast and we're having a laugh. Swimming, dancing, singing and making some art. Wrap your body like a crazy dancer. So pump your heart so you don't get cancer.
DJ, want to turn the music up? 'Cause I'm going to the clinic and I'm getting a checkup. Faster, faster, I don't wanna go slow. Now where you fella? Apple, apple.
Boom, boom, boom. This is Oh My Poon. And we're doing backflips straight off the sand dunes. Boom, 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 to the beat of my heart. We gotta make the right choice, we gotta be smart.
Oh, the sun is shining now. It's got us feeling alive. Oh, nothing can stop us now. Like an eagle that flies. Oh, the sun is setting now. On the back beach at night.
Boom, 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 keep moving.
Boom, boom, boom,
don't slow down.
Boom, boom, boom,
keep active.
Boom, boom,
my boom town.
Boom, boom, boom,
keep moving.
Boom, boom, boom,
don't slow down.
Boom, boom, boom,
keep active.
Boom, boom,
my boom town.
Boom, boom, boom,
keep moving.
Boom, boom, boom,
don't slow down.
Boom,
just pump it, just pump it, just pump it up and down.
Try to keep an open mind, but it's floating in between the city lights. How can that be? Living on a rock my whole life. I can't stand dwelling on a thought like this. I need to show what I got to be better. Blue, 'cause the good time will last forever. Well, I got something new. You gotta keep pushing to get where you wanna be. Do what you gotta do, be who you wanna be.
Show
what I got. what you did for you.
Doing what you did for you.
Realize if you go out of your way. Skip a few fears and listen to the rhythm chanting in your ears. Show what I got to be better. Oh yeah, I need to show what I got to be bigger.
Very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israel Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, for all your mob out there, if you haven't heard of it, celiac disease, an immune reaction to eating gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley and rye. And celiac disease is one of the most underdiagnosed conditionings. We're going to catch up yarn there with George Tambesis. He's the national president of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. On the line, George, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, Trevor, very well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about celiac disease, as I just read out, and you know all about it, but it's the most underdiagnosed conditions. So quickly tell us about celiac disease and how do we diagnose it, or how can we get tested?
Well, we know it's been very underdiagnosed, and we know that the symptoms that it causes, that's probably the best way that if anyone listening to your program today, if anyone's got symptoms like diarrhea or constipation or nausea or vomiting or flatulence or cramping after they eat those food types that you mentioned before, food types that have gluten present in them, so things like wheat or barley or rye, every time you eat those food types, you get all these horrible symptoms, that there's a chance that you might be someone that's suffering from celiac disease. So we highly recommend that you're aware of that.
Yes.
Encourage that if you have got those symptoms, go to your healthcare professional, your GP, for example, and get tested for celiac disease. So there is a very simple test that the doctor can perform, put their finger on if you are unfortunately having the celiac disease, which is basically, like you said in your opening comment, we don't actually know what causes it, but it's actually an autoimmune disorder. Your immune system, unfortunately, doesn't react normally to those food types. So you should go and get tested. If you are a celiac disease patient, then there are ways to mitigate some of those symptoms for you.
Well, when you look at the food types and talking about wheat and barley and rye, as we're growing up through life, we are eating those sort of foods. So when does the body react or respond to become a patient with celiac disease?
Yeah, well, it's not from birth sometimes, that's why we don't know too much about disease. Unfortunately, your immune system just changes over time sometimes, or over the your journey from being a child to an adult. And unfortunately, if your immune system reacts badly, there's not much you can do about it because we haven't got a cure for celiac disease, but we have got good medicine and obviously prevention to prevent it, to eat those foods, but also some medicines that can prevent the symptoms for you to make you feel more comfortable.
Yes. So, in actual fact, that's why all the restaurants of the world have got like gluten-free, they advertise gluten-free sandwiches or lunch or what have you because of people out there who have celiac disease.
Correct, Trevor. So, restaurants are trying to do their bit.
Okay.
So they know there's lots of sufferers out in the community, so they're trying to make sure that if they do visit their particular restaurants, there's at least some things on their menu that won't cause these horrible symptoms that unfortunately you get if you eat those gluten-containing products.
Well, I suppose it'd be detrimental for our mob as in First Nation people, especially in remote communities.
Definitely. Definitely detrimental if, for example, you're not diagnosed. Definitely detrimental if you keep eating those foods and you've got this unfortunate autoimmune disease, because it's going to make you feel pretty horrible. And the more you get these symptoms that, you know, that mostly related to your tummy, the more that you feel uncomfortable. And it's not going to get any better if you keep irritating your system by eating the same foods that are unfortunately stimulating your immune system the wrong way. You have to stay away from those foods.
Stay away from those foods.
And your body will calm down, yeah.
So once you're diagnosed with the so-called disease, celiac disease, then the best medicine is don't eat those foods.
Correct. Once you can do a little bit of an education process where you know exactly which foods to stay away from your local community store, educate your local restaurant, like you mentioned before, which menu items you can, you can't have, and then see your doctor or your pharmacist and find out if from time to time you have a flare-up, what medicines you can take just for the symptoms of those flare-ups.
Okay.
It will happen from time to time.
Well, I suppose just like anybody out there who have a allergic reaction to seafood, well, for the whole of their life, they can eat all the steak and chicken they like, but just don't touch seafood. So it's just
correct.
About working at your diet, so to speak, so you can still have a good life.
It's a management system, correct.
That's correct, all right, beautiful.
Once you're managing your food and you're managing the fact that you're staying away from those types of food, then your condition will definitely improve.
Okay, once again, what are the symptoms for if you're eating the so-called foods, wheat, barley and rye? What are the symptoms, please, George?
It's usually things like really bad diarrhea because you can't absorb those foods.
Okay.
Or sometimes it can bind you up and cause constipation, can make you feel really nauseous, or you can just bring it up. If it's really violent, you just bring it up in vomiting straight away.
Yes.
So they're pretty severe. That's why we're saying this week, when it's the Celiac Awareness Week, we're trying to make people aware in your community all around Australia and telling people that if you've got these symptoms, go and get it checked out just in case you are unfortunately suffering from celiac disease.
It's an easy test, is it, George?
It's an easy test of the doctor's surgery, correct.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Great sharing with you. To all our mob out there, yes, just be aware of respecting your body, having a look at it, and go and see your doctor or your First Nation health organisation to get it looked at. Thank you very much, George. All the best to you and your team, your family. Stay safe, and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you, Trevor. Thanks for having me. All the best.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. George Tambesis, his name is. He's the National President of the Pharmacy Guild of Australia. And our topic there was about the celiac disease, which is one of the most underdiagnosed conditions. So there it is. And it's an immune reaction to eating gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley and rye. So if you're eating any of those products there and you're finding you are having vomiting or diarrhea, then it could be celiac disease. So go get tested on celiac disease at your GP, at your First Nation health organisation, and then you can shy away from foods like that and still have a good life, but then you found out that you are allergic to those food, which creates celiac disease. There it is. Getting educated here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
God is calling you, Aboriginal.
God is calling you, Aboriginal man.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob, 1-800-422-416. That's a deadly number you need to call and have your say. Yarnum with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macari. Yarnum Strong here, National Talk Black from First Nation Radio Station in Cairns, BBM Bumper Group Media, 98.7 FM. We're going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, brother. Yeah, I'm going to give my take on Tony's call about sleep. But before I do that, brother, I'm this Piers Morgan and a dummy spit, brother.
Yes, very sensitive.
I feel like using the F word, brother.
Be strong, brother, be strong.
brother, people that are sticking up for Piers Morgan, and they said, it's his right to opinion, and this is where I felt like saying the F word. I said, isn't the Cowboys... Didn't they express an opinion?
Well, exactly. That's true too. Two-way street, eh?
Yeah, but the difference is, brother, the difference is the Cowboys, they got the same platform.
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey, she got a global audience, yeah. And they have the same platform as Meghan Markle. And that's the difference, brother. I reckon they go on about this stuff about opinion, and they don't like it, brother. And they're entitled to express their opinion too.
Exactly.
And, brother, I had a rumor about Bill Cosby, how he could have been set up, and you can already different yarn, but I don't know if it could be bullshit too. How he wanted to buy out the CBS. Of course, if you control media, you control people's thinking.
Exactly.
And what that Cowboys show, Meghan Markle with Oprah, we get a grip of media now. But the same with these sites on crime sites and Townsville and Cairns. But on Tony's call about sleep, they're saying that catching sheep doesn't work, you try talking to the shepherd. But that means that's a lot to me in recovery, brother. Because explain to me, you know, because as a recovering person, we do a lot of things. I'm not saying Tony is, but myself, we do a lot of late night drinking in the early hours in the morning drinking, even if some other people use. It takes a long time to get used to regular drinking. And for a long time, brother, in recovery, I at mental gymnastics, my brain was like a tin of worm. And I started writing. I started doing housework, you know. I started to do writing poetry, and I started to do because this fallout, like I wasn't making a secret. I used to go to AA meeting. I still do when I can and if I can. And he said this. He said, lack of sleep doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like I think seven sentences. You can save your sentence, or let your sentence save you. I forgot the advocate woman and her sister's inside. She done her time in Bug Road, and she made her time save me. So you can make it if you can't sleep. And I also shared a story on the show about how my body was physically tired. But mine wouldn't shut up, and I was going through the DTs when I was trapped down in hospital. And even though my eye was open, Mr. Shan pointed my eye. And I said, what are you doing that for? She said, the nurse said, well, if you shine it in your eye, your pupils are diluted, or if it's diluted, that's mean you're asleep. And I slept with my eyes open. So even though I was physically tired, my mind was racing. So it took a long time for me to get used to regular sleep. And even now, brother, and also, at a meeting, they said, you know, like they talk about the adrenaline rush, you know, it takes a long time for that to go away. And I went to the Moree Aboriginal Sobriety House, brother, and we used to go to other towns for AA meetings around Moree, and just jumping in the bus, and somebody would open a can of soft drink. And I still had that, and even now when I got my children, you know, I still feel that. I'd explain it this way, it's like a tie pan in the long grass, or say in your house.
Yes.
You still got that adrenaline rush, you still got that sort of fear of the unknown of it, was that? And I still have that, but it's not a big deal now, because I heard that, what I heard that bloke say, lack of sleep, don't kill anybody. Do something, brother, with your thing, eh, brother? Thank
exactly.
you very much, brother.
No, thank you very much. Beautiful. Good words. Thank you very much, Selwyn. Adding to the conversation, and he's adding to the conversation I had with Tony Gibbs regarding sleep and what have you. And then he's talking about as a former drinker and now a non-drinker, and in his days growing up, and he laughs about getting on a bus and someone opens up a can of soft drink, hears a tick, tick, and then they sort of trigger him off, you know what I mean? But look, the power of the mind, that's what it's all about. And always keep it in mind that your mind can only have one thought at one time. So if you're busy doing artwork, or, you know, crochet or jogging or what have you, then your mind is not concentrated on the substances, so to speak. Power of the mind, so take control of the mind. Life is choices, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mom? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Do we carry a torch? how long do these scars take to heal? To be free once again. Murray. Murray woman, do you still walk on that same ground? Do you remember special feeling? Musgrave Park, Brisbane rain, Murray Lane. Now we're standing at the crossroad, brighter days. I hear some people say, I hear other distant voices say, take me back, take me back.
Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
Yeah, Jared Harbrow, thank you very much. It is Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry, with your daily program, National Talk Black, First Nation radio station here in Cairns, BBM Bunbury Media, 19.7 FM. And we go across the country, thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Give me a call, have your say. Like this deadly brother on the line, Shawnee Chulbo. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Man, good morning, good morning, good morning. BBM Radio, and my rap dance group in the 80s was called BBM.
Yeah, there it is.
there it is. And it was Boney.
Black.
Murray, that was the acronym.
Break it down. Shaking it, Boney leg there, break dancing, nearly break that left ankle there, brother.
and we were intimidated.
To intimidate, yes.
You know? You know, like you put Tim into intimidate.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, chucking my name in there. Okay, brother, I hear you. I'm picking up what you're putting down, cuss. How you going, my brother? Shorty Chulbo?
Oh, my goodness. You know, today is a glorious day. I'm in Townsville here. The sun is out. it's crazy, it's hot. You know, like, you know, Cairns always got the rain, but Townsville always got the sun.
Yeah, there it is. You know? They say Townsville, man eyes on the ocean. Big shout out, mob.
You know, and I could feel that. I think it's like, you know, your way of saying you don't like the weather here, but yeah, it's hot. But, you know, it's good to hear you guys and see you guys doing really, really well there, and you're having a blessed day and all. Mm. I'm just sort of cleaning up my place and already had a swim already.
Good.
But guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I have a swim.
Yep.
I was at, you know, one of my favorite hobbies that people may not think this or realize this.
Yep.
My hobby is I like going to St. Vinny's and that.
You go to St. Vinny's?
To pick up stuff? Yeah, not pick up woman, but pick up clothes. What the hell are you thinking?
Well, I wasn't thinking, when I pick up stuff, I didn't say pick up woman. You went straight away into picking up woman. I wasn't even going down that track, cuss.
I mean, if I want to do that, I'll go Gilligan's. No,
shut your mouth. Don't put words in my mouth.
I'll go to Innisfail Hotel. No, but basically.
Hey, brother, listen, I must make mention. Congratulations. You perform at the Indigenous All-Stars game at Townsville at the Cowboys home ground there. Tell us about that. How did it come about, being a local boy there? And did they call you back to come and shake leg there with the mob? Tell us how that come about, brother.
But you're not going to believe this. I was there. My nephew has a little, you know, dance crew here. And one group of dancers, you know, which is a local.
Big shout out. Yep.
And basically, you know, they got in contact with them and, you know, an Icy Day, you know, with these Torres Strait Island dance crew as well. And, you know, and basically is, you know, my nephew, and I said to my nephew, this is going to be big. You know, you do what you got to do because, you know, Murray has seen all that. I've done it all. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
I've done everything I wanted to do.
Could you get around, eh?
These sort of events. So when I told him, you know, I said, this is going to be big, man. And, you know, basically he took it on and he sang a song in one group of a song language. And, you know, that's sort of Maggie to Townsville sort of area, Maggie Island and Townsville. You know, area, and then we went into, you know, a warrior dance. And the warrior dance is about the Willy Wagtail bird being in the reincarnation of a warrior who fought with a shield, you know, the rainforest distinctive shield.
Yes.
And so, you know, you had people like Les Tanner going out, you know, making shields. So he was cutting all these big roots, as we all know, you know, and he's carving them up and trimming them up and making stacks of shield. And obviously, last year, everyone was well aware of the shields I was making as well. Hmm. And then we sort of put them all together, and I think we had about, you know, I don't know how many shields, 8 or 12 shields. And, and basically, we've done the Willy Wagtail dance. And it's a very old dance, like it's an original dance, you know. And, you know, it just felt good. Like, I think, you know, after, you know, the next day, we're on the group chat, and I, early in the morning, because I wake up early in the morning for my yoga and all that kind of stuff. I wrote on the group chat, hey, the dressing room that we were all getting dressed in, did someone steal the spotlight? And
did someone steal the spotlight?
Yeah, and all the Murray jumped, dude, because, you know, Murray, we're ready. You know, we're ready to go all the time. You know what I mean? Nigga, who been, you know,
who steal the spotlight?
You know? But I was having a joke because, you know, these guys, they absolutely stole the show, you know.
They did.
And,
they did. It was proper deadly, brother.
It was a powerful dance. I would love to actually get up there and Cairns do it, and, you know, because it is a songline dance for all mobs, you know.
Yeah,
I
think, sure.
You know, and it's a song that goes from, you know, all the way up, you know, to all the way down as far as, you know, the, you know, air or Bowen or wherever it goes to. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, getting the right old people who really understand that dance. And this ain't a makeup dance.
Sure.
You know, this is a dance that was around before our grandparents, you know, and these, you know, this is like a proper dance. These are like great grandparents' songs, you know, that came out of,
powerful.
You know,
exactly.
The gods, you know, and that sort of thing. And that's what I, you know, because I've heard people, you know, they might say, or, you know, have a song similar to it or whatever, but it's a recreation of it. But, you know, it'd be interesting, you know, if we were to have, like, you know, a dance summit or some of that, and have, you know, obviously, you know, these.
You see the similarities from other mob.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying?
You know,
yeah.
Same forest mob have that same. You know, like the style,
exactly.
Exactly. Swords, you know, the shield, the headdresses, the shawl.
Well, that shows you the communication in regard to when mob used to go walkabout on another man's country, and that connection there, and that corroboree and share, you know, that those stories, those yarns, and a way of communicating. And there's the similarities as in walkabout and stories and dance passed on to other tribal mob as they're doing the walkabout, bro.
Yeah, and that's Brother, that is, you know, and I think sometimes we may get into a predicament or a situation where we kind of forget that, you know, it's all about sharing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the forefront.
And we belongs to that, brother? We belongs to that.
We invented that word. Sharing is an indigenous word, you know. It's what we do.
Yes.
Understand protocols. We understand, you know, IPs and things like that. But also, you know, the big picture is, I remember my older aunties and, you know, uncles, they would say, hey, you know, we'll teach you the song to teach, you know, the kids at the school, you know. And then it became a thing and fashionable and all that kind of stuff. But it's also a cultural thing as well. But also, you know, these songs and dances, they're not our dances. Everyone's dance, you know.
Exactly.
That's the main principle of these sorts of things where, you know, but it was deadly to see.
It's a beautiful tool, bringing people together too, brother, eh?
Man, that's what it's about. You see,
exactly.
Murray, and you know what it was, and we knew what, you know, like, we understand social media, we understand the awareness of sometimes you can have, you know, but we just had thousands, and I mean thousands and thousands and thousands of people writing to us or whatever, to the dance group, saying how much they enjoyed it. You know, they have affiliations with Rainforest. Good to see the swords and the shields and
exactly.
all these sorts of things, you know, and giving props to, you know, all the Rainforest groups and bombers and Murabillas and in the forest and all that kind of stuff. But basically, it was just a symbolization of all the mob people in the Kimberleys and Pilbara were writing
beautiful.
To us. And, you know, they just saw that we were doing, you know, a dance that
similar.
Just stole the show. Stole
exactly.
The
there you go. Stole the show. You just stole the limelight. Yeah, come from the dressing shed. You're too dilly, my brother.
Yeah. You know, there was a little bit of, you know, controversy leading up to this dance.
Yes.
I don't know if anyone mentioned this. Originally, the NRL, you know, did say, and, you know, not, you know, it was a beautiful thing, you know, and it just happened organically, you know, and then we were, you know, because then they wanted something shorter and simpler, and then we just said, you know what? You know, it's our land. We could do what we want.
That's
you know?
Right. Don't tell us that. Yeah, don't tell us that, rowboat.
You know, love respect to every organization.
Of course.
You know, if you're going to hire the dance crew in there, you know, but, you know, you got to allow them to just do what they do best. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But don't tell countrymen what to do on their own country. That's the other thing. I don't give you NRL. I don't give you the CEO. It's my country.
You know, basically, yeah, basically it's a bit of that. Yeah, because Murray, you know, at the end of the day, we're a bit cheeky like that. You know, we're like...
And so we should be, brother. That's right.
Yeah, but it was good fun. We all loved it. They all loved it.
No, too deadly. And it was good. I was watching a mob dance and I saw you. Like, ah, they're my customer. He owed me money. I was happy to see you there, bro. I was excited.
I did it. And then after I got dressed and went back to my place and just had a cup of tea and just watched some.
Never go charge up. Just go and have a cup of tea, eh?
Yeah, I didn't even watch the game. Like, I just, you know.
Oh, truly, brother. You was in awe of what you just done with your mob on your country.
Well, you know, I think there's sometimes, you know how it is, you do a really good radio show. You go home and you go, Jackie, you better make me a cup of tea. Jokes. Man, I'm the man. I need a golden microphone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, ignore them whiplashes on my back there.
We just knew it was done right. That's all. We just had a right feeling.
I love you. You're too beautiful, my brother. Good yarning with you. Great to catch up. You travel safe, my brother. Be deadly on country. And we'll yarn soon, Shawnee Chilbra.
Yeah. Well, and next time we yarn, I'll have a whole stack of brand new jokes for everyone, okay?
Please, we're waiting for that, brother.
We've been waiting.
Just hearing you make me laugh, brother. You're a good spirit for me. Thank you, Cass.
Bonnie Black Murray,
BBM. See you, bro. Shawnee Chilbra, one love, two dollar brother. He's one of our First Nation comedians and always puts a smile on your dial. And look, we talk about a pandemic, talk about sickness and illness and you know, celiac disease and what have you. That's the best medicine for all diseases, laughter. So do take it on board, your mob. Trinity Trevor, going to sign off here. Thank you very much for your company, your mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24/7. You can text the brothers 045 714 0550, or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. You can check that out regarding all our stuff, all our yarns, all our photos, and add to the conversation, you mob. Big shout out to Samantha there, WA, my sister. Hope you're well, and your beautiful son John, who's your carer, looks after you, and always tuned into this beautiful program, and also this our First Nation radio station across the country. So loves our music and our yarns. And she states, we are the first people. And thank you very much. My Nonna Jesus sister, love you dearly. Talk soon. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe, you mob. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules.
I was born on a cold and wet December night, as the lightning struck and the thunder rolled. Yes, that night I breathe the air of this land. I was carried around in a paper buckle of mine, as the lightning struck and the travel all over this beautiful